This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A U.S. Air Force fighter jet was observed shooting down a balloon off the coast of South Carolina on Saturday afternoon. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports what the U.S. government termed a Chinese surveillance balloon had drifted over the country for days, prompting calls from Republican members of Congress and members of the public for the military to knock it out of the sky.
President Joe Biden told reporters he had told national security officials on Wednesday that the balloon should be brought down as soon as possible, but he was advised it was better to wait until it drifted offshore so no debris could harm people or damage property. Biden complimented the aviators who carried out the mission on Saturday afternoon. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, in a statement, says the balloon's flight over America was an unacceptable violation of our sovereignty by China. Chinese officials have said the balloon was a Chinese civilian research aircraft that had drifted off course. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Chile extended an emergency declaration to yet another region on Saturday as firefighters continued to struggle to control dozens of raging wildfires that have claimed at least 22 lives in the midst of a scorching heat wave that had broken records. The government declared a state of catastrophe on Saturday on La Araucanía region, which is south of Ñuble and Biobío, two central southern regions where the emergency declaration had already been issued, allowing for greater cooperation with the military. As well as the 22 people who've died in connection to the fires, 554 have been injured, including 16 who are in serious condition. You can keep up on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Dozens of Russian and Ukrainian prisoners of war have returned home following a prisoner swap, AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
According to Ukrainian officials, over 110 Ukrainians were freed. They said the released prisoners of war included troops who held out in Mariupol during a months-long Russian siege on the southern port city. Others freed were Ukrainian fighters from the Kherson region and snipers captured during the ongoing fierce battles for the eastern city of Bakhmut. Russian officials announced over 60 Russian soldiers were freed from Ukraine following the swap. Some Russian prisoners came under a special category. Their release was secured following mediation by the United Arab Emirates. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Saturday the situation is getting tougher in eastern Ukraine with a fresh wave of Russian shelling in Chernihiv, Zaporizhia, Dnipropetrovsk, Kharkiv, Luhansk, Donetsk, and Mykolaiv regions. In his nightly video address, the Ukrainian leader said Russia was throwing more and more of its forces at breaking down Ukraine's defense. In a phone conversation Saturday, Zelensky discussed with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak about the latest situation on the ground in Ukraine. They both agreed in accelerating additional military support from the West to push back Russian forces. They also discussed the long-term capabilities of Ukraine's armed forces. Ukrainian officials said they repelled a renewed Russian assault on the besieged eastern city of Bakhmut on Saturday. Zelensky vowed not to surrender Bakhmut. He said, "We will fight as long as we can." Pope Francis in South Sudan, he's saying, "Let us work tirelessly, dear brothers and sisters, for the peace that the Spirit of Jesus and the Father urges us to build, a peace that integrates diversity and promotes unity and plurality." The Pope, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, and the Church of Scotland moderator, Ian Greenshields, took part in an open-air ecumenical prayer vigil on Saturday. Extreme poverty and hunger are rife across South Sudan, with two-thirds of the population needing humanitarian assistance as a result of conflict, as well as 3 years of catastrophic floods. On Sunday morning, the three Christian leaders will return to the place they held the service to celebrate Mass. It will be their last major event in South Sudan before leaving the country. East African regional leaders on Saturday renewed their call for an immediate ceasefire by all sides in the conflict in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo that pits the country's military against a rebel group it has accused Rwanda of supporting. United Nations experts and Western powers have accused Rwanda of backing the rebel group, while Rwanda has denied involvement. Marissa Melton, VOA News.